PodcastJuice.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to PodcastJuice.net. My name is Michael Dean, and you're listening to The Michael Dean Show. And today is actually our second review show for the movie Captain America Civil War. We did our first one a few weeks ago. Mr. Sean Hill got an early viewing of the movie and gave us a review. Wow. Slow down. Gave us a review. And now the rest of the gang here, we have all had an opportunity to see the movie. So we are going to give you our thoughts. This will be a non-spoiler review. We will do a spoiler review show after this one. But for right now, this is non-spoilers. So joining me today, of course, is Mr. Sean Hill. Sir, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm expecting to be berated with a barrage of insults today, but it's all good. let's get it on.
All right. Also joining us is Mr. Aunt Pooh. Sir, how are you?
I've seen the future, and it will be Russo's. I'm loving life right now.
All right. All right. And also, Mr. Big Sexy and Sax. Sir, how are you doing?
You know, I am fantastic. Saw it in a nice crowded theater. Pretty girls on either side of me. It was a good night.
All right. And shout out to Mr. Q-Storm, who is not in the room right now. He is outside. He doesn't have a ticket to get into the auditorium, so he's trying to finagle a way to get in, but he should be joining us shortly. So let's just get right into it. This is the review for Captain America Civil War. As I said before, this movie is the, I want to say it's the 13th Marvel movie to come out. This is a direct sequel to Captain America Winter Soldier. And this is the third in the Captain America movie franchise. I would have safe to bet that this is going to be more than a trilogy series. So this is the third movie. I'm going to get right to the point. I loved this movie. It was an excellent movie. Why did I love it? Because at its core, it was a great comic book superhero movie. There is an action set piece that many have talked about, the airport scene. That, for right now, for me, is a high watermark in terms of superhero madness on screen. I was a big lover, and I still love the Avengers movie, the first one. It's not a perfect movie, but in terms of it showing the heroes on the screen and people's fighting and just mess going on that your brain couldn't even like imagine they would ever be able to do on camera, they did it. Here, without spoiling it, they take it to another level, and just like the child in me was watching that scene, and I'm just like smiling, like, wow, you know, is literally ripped from comic books and the mayhem that you see in comic book panels and the fun of it. They did that at that scene. So that alone makes me love this movie, because I was just like, they did it. You know, of course, the trailer shows Spider-Man. He was amazing, amazing Spider-Man. I tip my hat to that. Black Panther. Tip my hat to T'Challa, Chadwick Boseman, if I'm saying his name right. Pitch perfect. When he was introduced in the costume at the theater, when it came on, everyone cheered and was like, he was a badass. Like, okay, wow. And I'll let others speak on other aspects of the movie, but I will also say I was super impressed by Robert Downey Jr. I think that he acted his ass off in this movie. Because he was the Tony Stark that we know, you know, the wisecracks. But I also think he played more some serious type of shit in certain scenes. He was laid back in certain scenes. There's a scene in the movie where there's a General Ross is sort of breaking down the situation to the Avengers. And Tony's just in the cut, man. You know, normally he'd be popping off at the mouth, but he was just kind of in the cut, laid back. And I was like, okay. And then later, there's some serious shit that happens. And he wasn't laughing and joking. I was like, and I believed it. I was like, yeah, man, Robert Downey, I see why you're getting paid. He did his thing in this. Chris Evans was cool to me. I love Captain America from Captain America Winter Soldier. And I love Captain America in the Avengers. this Captain America, he was, I don't know, they sort of did some things with this character that kind of was interesting to me, but he almost kind of, in a certain way, he kind of got overshadowed to me a little bit, because there were so many great characters in this movie. And I'm not even going into the Vision, which I call Spock. You know, he was just straight on straight logic, you know, trying to keep the emotion stuff out of it, but that was kind of creeping it into the little supply. Just dope, man. Falcon redeemed, because I didn't like how they did Falcon and Ant-Man, but here he was about that work and he was putting it down. Loved it. Winter Soldier was cool. Again, I'm not going to go any spoilers right now, so I'm just quickly will say I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. I saw it 2 times. You know, I'm an action dude, so the action, it was in there. You know, they really got it in. On a scale of, I guess, 5 stars, I would actually put it, for right now, I put it at 4.5. There were some choices made toward the end of the movie that going to keep it from being 5 stars for me. And I'll get into those in the spoiler, but there's certain things that were written that I didn't, I was like, it kind of took me out of it personally a little bit. And I don't give it a 5 because it doesn't blow me away entirely as like when I saw the Avengers or even Winter Soldier for that matter. But the airport scene definitely blew me away. So that was fantastic. Aunt Pooh, what did you think of the movie?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, Michael Dean. I'm going to have to disagree with you on that. You say it doesn't blow you away. I'm like, how can you disagree? My God, dude, for real?
But how would you disagree with how I felt about it?
I'm like, okay, well, let me just go. Okay, fine, sir. You got it. It's your show. For me, this is a 4.5 out of 5. And like you, that I didn't like about the film, but there's so 2 out of 98 is still great. Overall, it's like you mentioned the action set pieces. There were 5, and they logically made sense. It wasn't just thrown in there because, hey, we want to pose. And I don't want to do the whole Batman v Superman comparison, but fuck it, I'm going to have to. They got to those things logically. It made sense. You cannot say, well, except for one thing at the end, and we'll talk about that in the spoilers. You cannot say, if I describe this movie to my mother, like I put up on Facebook, she's not going to say, well, that doesn't make sense. Well, that doesn't make sense. Well, that doesn't make sense. And she's a 65-year-old senior citizen who does not care about comic books one bit. The continuity of this film, you don't have to have seen the first 12 Marvel films to understand everything that's going on. But if you did and you liked them, it will so much help you enjoy this film, because there's so many things that are touched upon and it builds to the point. I know one thing you said about was Chris Evans's turn as Captain America. You felt he was overshadowed. I'm sorry, I have to disagree with that too. I think he carries and anchors this film because it's his friendship with Bucky and the fact that that's the guy that he grew up with. That's the guy when he was the weakling, Steve Rogers in Brooklyn was protecting him, was keeping the bullies out of his ass. The guy that he went to war with, the guy they were getting in that the guy he thought was dead. And he's doing all of this because he wants to he wants his friend back and he wants to redeem him because he knows the monster that he was turned into is not his friend. And for me, that whole story is just like, damn. And Chris Evans does the damn thing, getting across why he's willing to go against the government, why he's willing to go against the new friends that he's made, why he's willing to put the new friends that he has that is on his side on the line at risk of not only arrest, but death. And to me, it's like those action set pieces are great, but the story and how it unfolds, how we get to that third act fight, And that the emotion is in there. You care, and you can see all sides of this story. And that's why when I initially walked out of the theater on Monday, because, you know, I got it like that, and I went to a screener. No first day dollars for me. When I walked out of the theater,
wow,
I was like, it was okay. But then I talked to one of my friends, Tawala. He was actually Tawala Sharp, Mo Kelly Show, shout out. He went to a screening too. And the more I start saying, yeah, did you see this? And did you see this? Oh, what about how this happened? Oh, and then this. And I was just like, you know what? This is a damn good film. So 4.5, easy out of me. And it's better than Winter Soldier. It's better than Avengers. And it totally is a palate cleanser from last year's disappointing Age of Ultron.
All right. Big, sexy, and sack comic book aficionado. Sir, what did you think of this movie?
You know, I got to give it 4.75 stars out of 5. It was great from the opening scenes all the way through. I don't like some of the revisionist history, but I understand it was done for the cinematic universe and all that. And it was great. You know, I like the depictions of all of the characters. I didn't expect to see Hawkeye, spoiler, but I did. And there's just so much happening. It's really hard for me to talk about it without, you know, giving things away. And I don't want to do that on this broadcast. But this one, you know, it shows how Marvel shows DC once again how you take a singular character's movie, you know, as a premise, and introduce other things and have other things in it, and everybody gets a time to shine. No one person got more shine than the other, and it was a well-executed team film in the guise of a story underlining the Winter Soldier and what's going on with him and Captain America and why Cap went the way he did. And then they had another element to really reinforce why Cap made that choice and make the choice a lot harder. But he still made the choice, and this is going to carry some repercussions for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will agree. I will say this without revealing too much of the story. I don't have a problem with the way the story was told. I don't have a problem. Period. But I have issues with the actions of the characters. Not that they were unrealistic or anything. It's because I like the story that I care. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, so when I'm going to go in, I'm not going in because the movie's not good. I'm going in because the storytelling was great. And I care about the decisions that these characters made, and it makes you hate or love them. And that's a sign of a good story to me. But I didn't really like Cap at the end of it, because I always felt like, he stopped being the leader and just went on to some emotional, selfish type shit, which I'm curious to see how it plays out going forward with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And we'll get into that in the spoilers. But I love that it sort of drew a line in the sand. The one thing I sort of felt like it didn't really resolve the issue, though. In terms of what this movie was set up was about, you know, in terms of the accord, you know, do you going to sign up or not? Do you become an outlaw or not? There's no like winners or losers here. You know what I'm saying? It was just kind of like, this guy, they going to do that. They going to do that. And, you know, niggas is outlaws or whatever. I'm not sure where they stand, but beautiful movie. I'm going to try and get Q one more time. At least give him an opportunity to get in on this. And I'm still having some issues. Sean, you've seen the movie twice. And when we did the first review, you had seen it once. Any difference in how you felt about the movie?
I liked it less the second time. And the only reason why is because I saw it in 3D. And I wasn't expecting that. And I just don't think the film needed 3D. Other than that, I pretty much my opinion stayed the same on the film itself. Now, you guys have kind of hit upon some of the things that I had said earlier, I had said that I thought the film was overstuffed with characters. I think you said that, Mike, or Cap was kind of taking a back seat to Downey, which, I mean, it's Cap's movie. You would expect, you know, Cap to kind of be the main character and the main thrust of it. Now, Anthony, you said something interesting. You said that when you walked out, you said you thought it was all right. Is that what you said, correct?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Now, that's the same impression that I had when I walked out of it. So, I mean, so we're in agreement on that, basically. I mean, you later revised and changed your mind, but your initial thought was that it was all right. So I want to be clear, crystal clear in what I've said, because I've been receiving some criticism for my review, for my lackluster response to it. And all I have to say is that I like the movie. I recommend the movie. I'm giving it only 2.5 out of 4 stars, and I'll get into that on the spoilers. I do not think it's as good, nowhere near as good as Winter Soldier, but it is a film that, and I can't say it why I'm saying that, because we're not doing spoilers. But I do recommend seeing the film, just not in 3D. So I hope that
3D
clears,
is bullshit.
I hope that clears up any misconceptions or misinformation about my review of the film.
All right, so here we go. We're going to wrap this up so we can get into our spoiler-filled discussion. But you heard our scores. Consensus is definitely go see this movie. It's a major movie. I loved it personally, but I do got some things to say about it, but I still love the movie. So with that, we're going to make this very quick. Please check out podcastjuice.net. Let us know what you thought about the movie and come back and listen to our spoiler discussion, the story breakdown, because I think it should be interesting. With that, work it like a job. We'll see you next time. Peace.